if we look at it at the individual level, we miss the opportunity to look at the future of farming in Leitrim. Like, so we have to be able to look at the individual level, but we also have to collaborate together and plan the future of farming in Leitrim together. So one of the things that's happened with forestry is that forestry is exempt from planning. So we know we have to get a permit to plant land, okay? But that's not planning. If we were planning stuff in Leitrim, we'd be planning not to lose our rural economy. Like, you'd never plan to allow the land in Leitrim to end up in corporate ownership, because we know that would destroy our local economy, because all of that money gets extracted from the area instead of circulating locally in the area.
Overall, Eddie, is that farmers should be given more support to carry out work on their land that they're used to doing, maybe with livestock and animals, rather than being forced to give it up for forestry?
Well, imagine if we could plan. So what we do then is we'd say, we want farmers that want to plant land in Leitrim, we'd want to make sure that those people were people who were genuinely going to live here and circulate the money from that land in Leitrim, so that would contribute to the local economy. Okay, so you try to prioritise local people who wanted to plant trees over corporate interests. You understand? So that's the kind of thinking we need to be doing. And also, we'd be considering there'd be areas in Leitrim where there isn't capacity for more trees. You know, so if we could plan, then we'd say that there's pressure on a school here in this area. There's already a large amount of Sitka spruce planted here. We'd rather not see more commercial interest planting in those areas, because we need to protect those areas. You know, we need to balance objectives. What I'm saying today is that we need to consider what our future is, and we need to plan to have young people replace us, and we need to make that possible.